A coalition of human rights groups has sent a letter to the UK Prime Minister Theresa May urging her to withdraw an invitation extended to the Saudi Crown Prince to visit Britain.
The Saudi regime has one of the worst human rights records in the world. Torture, arbitrary detention, and other appalling abuses are widely documented. It shames us as a nation to support and associate with a brutal dictator who uses hunger as a weapon and has allowed the largest cholera epidemic in history to develop in Yemen.
The letter added that the visit was not in the UK's interest, nor in the interest of the people suffering from the Mohammed bin Salman's adventurism. Referring to the Saudi aggression in Yemen, the rights group said that the British-made jets and bombs have played a major role in destroying civilian targets and the nation's infrastructure. May invited the Crown Prince and Saudi King Salman in December 2017 to visit the UK in 2018. Let's speak to James Jatras. He's a former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst, and he joins us via Skype from Washington. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Jatras. Now, when the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom extends an invitation for a state visit to the Saudi King and Crown Prince, at a time when we've seen the atrocities being committed in Yemen, for example, by Saudi Arabia, what kind of a message does it send?
Well, it certainly sends a message of approval. Now, we have these human rights and other groups calling for the invitation to be rescinded. Let's remember, recently, President Donald Trump canceled a trip to Great Britain. There was a lot of public objection to his visiting, and for whatever reason, he decided not to go. I doubt very much, however, that either the invitation will be rescinded or that Mohammed bin Salman will decline to go. We know how much fealty Saudi money buys in Britain and in the United States, and I assume he will be received with red carpet honored treatment.
Right. So, Mr. Jatras, there is that outrage by the British public, though, who are urging, and we've seen these human rights organizations also urging the UK government to cancel this invitation. However, it goes beyond this invitation as well. It's about how the British government has supported Saudi Arabia or given it carte blanche to carry out the atrocities that it has been in the region.
That's exactly right. The British government, and let's be honest, the American government, are four square behind the Saudi aggression against Yemen and what can only be characterized as war crimes against the people in Yemen. This makes absolutely no difference to the establishment that treats Riyadh as a close friend and ally, despite its absolute disregard for any normal standard of human rights. Certainly, there's nothing like democracy in Saudi Arabia and for this kind of behavior in Yemen. Let's not forget the support for terrorist groups in Syria for the last 6 years. There's nothing to like about Mohammed bin Salman, but he will be received as an honored guest.
And before I let you go, Mr. Jatras, do you think that the UK government is going to heed these calls?
I absolutely do not think so. I think that money talks, and there are a lot of Brits that, if we were being honest, have simply been compromised by corruption and bribery.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's James Jatras, former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst, joining us via Skype from Washington, D.C. Mr. Jatras, it's always great having you with us here on Press
Thank
TV.
You.